This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com.
This is Indian All-Stars. Every week, we break down what happened in Indian All-Stars history, the wins, the moments, and the athletes who made them happen. Here's what happened the week of March 8th through March 14th. March 8th. In 1935, Joe Louis stops Don Red Berry with a technical knockout at 1 minute and 30 seconds of the third round. In 1943, Henry Armstrong knocks out Tippy Larkin in the second round at Hollywood Legion Stadium in Los Angeles. In 1951, Nelson Levering upsets former National Golden Gloves welterweight champion Gale Outhouse with an 8-round knockout. In 2018, Zach Whitecloud signs his first NHL contract with the Vegas Golden Knights in Las Vegas. March 9th, in 1916, Jack Dempsey knocks out Cyril Cohen in the fourth round at the Mozart Theater in Provo, Utah. In 1978, Marvin Camel wins a 10-round unanimous decision over Bobby Lloyd in Wichita, Kansas, improving his record to 24-2-1. In 2022, Lindy Waters III makes his first NBA start for the Oklahoma City Thunder against the Milwaukee Bucks in Oklahoma City. March 10th. In 1997, Joe Hipp knocks out Lorenzo Boyd at 2 minutes and 45 seconds of the first round in Kansas City, Missouri. In 2024, Adrian Hauser throws 3 1/3 perfect innings, striking out 5 batters for the New York Mets in a spring training game in Lakeland, Florida. March 12, in 1937, Henry Armstrong defeats Mike Beloys with a 4th-round technical knockout at Madison Square Garden in New York City. In 2004, George Comanche Boy Taduanapa wins his professional light heavyweight debut with a technical knockout over Robert Ross in Lawton, Oklahoma. In 2019, Carey Price becomes the winningest goaltender in Montreal Canadiens history, earning his 315th career victory in a 3-1 win over the Detroit Red Wings in Montreal. March 13th. In 2015, James Winchester signs with the Kansas City Chiefs as a long snapper. March 14th. In 1944, Henry Armstrong knocks out Johnny Jones at 1 minute and 10 seconds of the 5th round in Houston, Texas. To see the full stories, shop the merch, and support the mission, visit IndianAllStars.com. Indian All-Stars, celebrating great Native athletes past and present.
Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude. And I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network and were able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, but as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know that. Can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you got to do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sports.com. HistoryNetwork.com. You could be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you gotta do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.